Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're live. It's time for Sacred Healing with Felice. Call in if you would like a healing with Felice, 646-595-4274. All that info is on newsforthesoul.com. Let's bring Felice on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Felice, do we have you on the board?
I am here. Hi, how are you?
Excellent-ish. How are you?
I don't like the ish.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
I know.
Yeah, I'm doing fine, thank you. Today, I thought we would talk about the real self. And this is really based on my own experience of what happened to, you know, my experience of how this came to me and how I see how my truth came in. And I'd just like to talk a little bit about that because I feel that this is the path, although we do it in different ways, but there is a one way of doing it, even though we find a way of doing it in different ways in order to know who the real self is and how you become that real self. And you really have to want, I mean, for people listening now who are not on that path already, as far as being aware of it, you know, you have to decide whether that's something you want. So I wanted to say that, as everybody I'm sure is aware, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And I know that when spiritual things started to happen to me, I didn't really have that much understanding of it. I'd never really mixed in those worlds with people who understood this. And so I became a seeker. And I would hear from people saying, well, you know, you've done some work, now there's more work to be done. And I never really understood what was this work, what did it mean, this work. And on my journey, I began to understand that this was my free will choices and what I would do with situations. And it was really learning to do what was right, to know what's right, to follow what you know is right in your heart, even when, and even if your heart is saying to do something, to do what you know is right when your mind and heart came together, no matter how much you might be tempted to do those other things. I know for myself, during my life, I would say I followed my path pretty well until just one point, and I was really wanting to try a different way. And so I came off the path I was taking, and I tried this other way, and I have to tell you, I got slammed. I mean, for me, God came in and whacked me really hard, and I quickly ran back on the path I had been on, and I vowed I'd never do that again, and I didn't do it again. And so, you know, I want to explain to you a little bit of how you can get to that path, because once you know, once you achieve the real self, that's when you're really given, full-blown given, the meaning and the understanding and the job that you are here and have been created to do. Now, it takes, you do this right thing not to impress others or to seem holy or superior, not for power, but you do it for the highest good of all. And really, doing the right thing is really doing the right thing at the right time in the right way for the right reason. This means not to hurt or hinder, but when called upon to do so. It's when the divine within us dictates our actions, not our personality. It's when your lower self has surrendered voluntarily to the higher self in service, when your will has merged with divine will. Now, it takes many lifetimes to achieve this. And it is, in fact, karma that balances what we as humans have put out of balance by the incorrect use of our free will. Over lifetimes, and there are, some of us have more lifetimes than others, because I guess it's takes as long as it takes to learn it. Once you have achieved this state of being, you become an initiate on the path of liberation. Now, I can tell you, in my experience, I did actually transcend into divine energy, and I was actually freed in that divine energy. I mean, I felt as if I could fly. I felt very powerful, as if I could fly. I had been freed. And until I really wrote this and looked into this, I really didn't put that feeling of freedom. I didn't connect it. But that's exactly what happened. I was liberated. And then you acquire the ability to be perfectly fitted into the divine plan and to be able to fulfill your own destiny, your divine destiny. I mean, when you first came to this earth, in the beginning of your evolution here, this lifetime, you're not aware that there is such a thing as divine law. So you live usually your life according to the dictates of your desires. And so in that, you actually usually incur both positive and negative karma. When you learn to curb your desires for wrong actions, you're able to raise your vibrations, which allows more light to fill you. As you travel this path, you slowly become more aware of your inner divine nature. And in fact, you get a cosmic awareness. You're in this natural state of cosmic awareness and the knowing of God, and some will experience God. And as you gain in this spiritual awareness, you learn to live your life not for personal desire, but more solely to fulfill the divine plan for you. And that's really where I'm at right now on my journey. I realize how a lot of things have kind of fallen away from me, and I have actually no real desire for it. I am more interested to fulfill the divine plan for me, and I just wait patiently, and not in expectation, but in anticipation of what that might be. When you live, you're on this spiritual path, you're in a natural state of cosmic awareness, and usually you do experience God, you know it's God. Whereas in a religious life, while there's nothing wrong with it, that can be one way you live by your faith, but you actually have no personal experience of God. It's only usually when you're in this spiritual awareness that you can tread the path of spiritual unfoldment. And that leads to the realization of your true nature, which is the real self. Once you are the real self and you live this way, I don't think, once you're the real self, you can't, it's almost impossible to go backwards because you have no desire to do it. And when you live this way, you really can have a great effect on the life of others for good. You can become a channel through which the energy from the higher planes can flow into the physical world. Now, some of you, maybe a lot of you, are already doing this and you're not even aware of it, because I know that on my journey, I wasn't doing it to the level I do it now, but I was doing it, but I really was not aware of it. And it was my experience that brought it into full awareness. It also might be possible for you to transcend the limitations and illusions of this world. And indeed, I did. That happened to me. I did transcend. I know that not everybody does transcend, but I guess I was lucky and I transcended, where I could really see the truth. And therefore, I wanted to become this channel of truth. And that's not so easy to do, because sometimes you have to say things that are really not very popular. But this actually helps to raise humanity. And so, you know, leading this life does help you in many ways, as well as helping others. So I think for me, what I've seen is I've definitely had greater psychological well-being, greater ability to handle stress. I absolutely feel that without this experience, I wouldn't have been able to handle my husband, you know, getting sick, or albeit, thank God, he's doing very well now. But I don't. But it's still a journey, and you know, it's something that we have to watch all the time. But I. Really, I can honestly say, without sounding a big head, that I am very proud of myself the way I handle this, because I handle it calmly, always thinking about him, what's best for him, and I don't get overwrought by it, and I wait for results before I climb the walls, and hopefully I don't have to climb the walls because the results come in good. And so I do handle stresses very, very differently. And I know during the time my husband was having a stem cell transplant, I was under a lot of other stress too. And I remember driving in my car and saying, talking to God and saying, thank you for giving me the strength, because I don't know how I'm doing it, but I remain calm. I slept, I ate, I looked after my fur babies, I was at the hospital cooking meals all the time for my husband, and I really handled it well. And so this is what I think really it did help me with. It also fills you with more positive feelings, so that you look more on the bright side than the dark side. For people, I think it helps with depression, because it improves social connections. You will find you will seek people who are more in alignment with you, and so you'll get more from those relationships and you'll feel more connected. And I think your health, too, is better, because when you're emotionally more peaceful, your health becomes healthier. You become healthier because everything is calm. Your hormones are more balanced, the hormones that, you know, like adrenaline and cortisol, they settle down, and so you become healthier in that way. So I hope that this has helped a little bit. Now, sacred healing the sacred healing energy that I do can help you if you are wanting to be more in this way, more on this path, as well as other healing abilities of this energy. But, I mean, because this energy is really pure divine and it can really help heal anything. But if you are really wanting to find your divine purpose, then this is the path that I feel you need to take. And I know that for sure, from my perspective, that is how I came to this place, without a doubt. I mean, I can reflect back and see my life and know how I've lived my life, and I can see now how it's all come together. So I hope that helps, and I'm wondering if anybody's waiting for healing right now.
Okay.
Because I would like to... I'm sorry?
We have a caller ready for you, Felice.
Feel free
to take your time. We're having a little trouble getting people connected. Not as bad as yesterday, but we've got a caller ready.
Okay.
604, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, can you hear me first? This is Gurjeet here.
Hi, Gurjeet.
Can you speak a little more? I couldn't get the name there.
Gurjeet, G-U-R-J-E-E-T. Gurjeet.
Okay, Gurjeet. Okay, I've got it. Got it.
Yes. Hi,
how can I help you?
First of all, thank you so much. I resonated with everything that you said.
And, okay, great.
Also, like when you said to do something for the highest good of all concerned, and you like you feel that you're called upon to do something in this lifetime, and I personally feel what I wish to ask about is part of my divine plan, but and divine will is connected to it. But, of course, I'll let you also figure out these things. But I'm just, talking about what I feel. And the question for you and the help and healing that I would really require, the sacred healing, would be for, I have this business where I teach pregnant women how they can have a pain-free childbirth without
yes.
drugs and without C-section, simply by preparing themselves with the food, exercise, mind, mindset, et cetera, et cetera. And this
yes.
business is just not taking off. And being in the field and, you know, my whole life experience, education is all about this. So I feel like I'm the best person to be imparting this education and helping people. But somehow
yes.
it's not taking off. And I really would like help to know what's coming in the way, when would it take off, and am I on the right track, and is there anything else I need to do?
Well, that's a beautiful job that you do. I mean, it's really lovely. And the thing is, there's nothing more beautiful than when you bring life into the world. But I think that on the spiritual path, what I have discovered from my own experience, because whatever I talked about on this show is only from my own experience. It's not from books. So I have found that sometimes it's very difficult to, we believe that once we're on our, we have our divine plan, put in, we understand what the divine plan for us is, that it's going to really take off. But it's been my experience that sometimes you are on the divine plan, but there are other things that it's taking you down. So like with your business, you know, the divine plan is very, very spiritual. You now have to bring that divine plan into the earthly realm. It's very hard to do that. I found that with mine too, that it wasn't that easy to do. Now, the only way I started to touch a lot of people with mine was because I offered it really cheaply. And I think I was really undervaluing it. And so after about a year, I decided to have a good talk with God and tell him I'm not doing this because it wasn't bringing me the kind of fulfillment, if you like, that I needed from it. And I started to do things in a slightly different way. So I'm wondering, for you, I don't know how you actually do this, whether you have an office, whether I don't know how you do it right now. I mean, do you provide these women with doulas or things like that?
I'll just explain, Felice. What I do is online classes. I used to do them in person, but because of COVID, I'm doing them online. And so it's like people enroll in it, and then they have these online classes. I don't connect them with anybody. I simply teach them how to prepare their bodies and mind, and you know, what are the things they need to know so they can have a very easy birth. That's what
right. Right. And when you say it's not taking off, you're not getting many people?
Yes, that's exactly.
Now, do you think COVID has affected this?
I don't really think so, but it's been off and on, and I've been doing this for the last 10 to 12 years, and it's just not taking off. And in my mind, I know this is what I'm meant to do. I know it's part of my divine plan and why I was interested and motivated and why I studied so hard to gather everything. I know it. But what's the story is, why is this not taking off? What's coming?
Well, the only thing you can do in this case is to maybe there's something more. Is there anything else that you would like to do with this business? I mean, is there anything else that you still need to learn?
No, there's nothing else I need to learn. I just want to get it out to the maximum women I can. And that's my goal. Like, if I can connect with, I'm trying this at the moment. I don't know which way it'll go, with the health authority, so they can make a message for the women, who visit the doctor's offices to, go through this program, and they can try for government funding to make sure that everyone does this program. So this is what I'm trying for, because I want it out in a big way. I understand.
So maybe now what you're doing, so you've gone through some authorities who maybe can help promote this for you.
But I'm not sure what will happen. I've just taken the initial step.
Okay. Well, I think it's a very good initial step, in my opinion. And I think that your journey is definitely a journey where, like everyone, you have to wait to see what happens. When I first started my journey, I was told by a priest that if it didn't flow easily, that I should change direction. And because the directions keep changing, it will always keep changing. It doesn't necessarily stay the same, because it's how they want to fit you into the plan. So it can change. You will still be doing this helping for women, but how you do it and what you do might just change a little bit. And so I would keep pushing to advance that so that you can get the message out, because you have to do work too, if you know what I mean. It's not, God doesn't do it all for you. The universe doesn't do it all for you. It will help you, and it will keep you going, and you will see what you're here for, and you just have to keep going, because that's just, I know for myself, that's exactly what's happened to me. I mean, I've been on this path now, aware of this path, for the last 8 years. And when I first started doing this work, I was very, very, very busy with people. And I thought, oh, well, this is great, you know. But what happened is, people got healed, and some came back, some didn't come back because they didn't need to come back. Or when they did need to come back, it might have been months and months and months afterwards. So it wasn't building that easily a steady business for me. But I continued to do it because I knew that I had been given this gift, and I saw how people, you know, I heard people giving me feedback. They were giving me feedback what they'd received. So I knew that they were receiving something. And so my journey has been different things. It's been different aspects of myself. I think I've uncovered a number of facets of myself. You know, when I first went on the journey, I was really very, very clairvoyant. I mean, I could really see. Now I don't see in the same way. So when I first started, I could see with my third eye. I was seeing everything very clearly in picture form. Now it's more from inside my heart where I see it. Some in my head, but not the same as it was at the beginning. So I would just stay open. I would keep positive about it. I would keep pushing it, you know, with these other people, wherever you feel you're going to get some, some publicity from it.
Some support.
And just keep going, because that's the test for you. You see, you're being tested, because in my opinion, and in my feelings for me, I know that when things get a bit tough and when I want to do something, I get tested, because it's like, well, how much do you want to do it? You can't, you know, because when God has great things for you to do, you have to trust completely, no?
Yeah. Yes.
You have to trust it completely. And so I think that this is so, maybe so for you. I know it was for me, that I had to learn to totally trust it. In fact, when I decided to do this radio show, it was a huge leap of faith for me, because I was really wanting to, I did it because I wanted to help people, but I wanted to also understand my own connection to it. Was I able to do this? Could I trust it enough to go out there and say, I know this is good and this is going to work for you? Could I trust God to come in through me? Because I'm just the vessel. I mean, I'm not doing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just partnering God. I'm just the vessel that can channel it, because God chooses to channel it through me. And so it took a lot of faith. And, you know, all my life, I've wanted to speak to God directly. Mm-hmm. Ever since I've been little, I've always wanted mm-hmm. to do that. Mm-hmm. And I feel that when I do this work, I'm connecting directly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes God actually speaks to me in different ways. And so I want to show my love and my trust and my service to God, because like you, I want to do great things with it. Mm-hmm. I want to show the world God is alive and kicking. I want the people to know God intimately. Mm-hmm. That is what I want to do. It's a pretty tall order, and I don't know whether I'll be given that, but I just trust, because I know that whatever you think of the Bible, whether you believe it or you don't believe it, Old Testament, New Testament, it's very clear that those that were given big jobs for God had total faith in God. Trust. Mm. Trust. So that's how I see it. And I don't know what that makes you feel like, what you feel about that.
Yes, I totally agree. And I do trust, because I wouldn't have been at it for so long if I didn't trust. But now
right.
I'm almost at the stage like, when is this going to happen? When is it going to take off? So that's
right.
If you could do a reading regarding that, I would appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. So first of all, I do not do like psychic readings or anything like that. I'll go into your energy.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to do some healing, and then we'll talk when I've finished, okay?
Thank you. Tell me
what you receive, because I would like it to really be given to you. So, because you, it's your path.
Yes.
Okay? So if you'll just relax, and I will, you'll hear the music, and then I'll come back to you when we're done.
Thank you.
When I've finished. Okay, you're very welcome. Just relax now, okay? And let this divine energy come in freely. Hello.
Yes, hi, Felice.
Hi. Now, it's very interesting because something did come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to suggest something to you. Now, I know you're very passionate about this, but
mm-hmm.
not everybody is passionate about this way.
Hmm.
Okay, so I think what I'm hearing is that you need to appeal more to everybody. So you
okay.
can offer this, but don't put it out there as in a way that this is the best way, the only way.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to understand that there will be people who will not want this, but might want the fact that this helps them whichever way they choose to give birth.
Hmm.
And I think that's your problem. I think that's what I'm being told here.
Okay.
That you need to be more open to the fact that other people don't necessarily agree with this or feel
mm-hmm.
unsafe with it. They just don't feel calm. You know, this is the Western world and they're used to doing it a certain way. And this
mm-hmm.
is the same with all spiritual things that we bring down to earth. It takes time. You may only touch a few at first, and maybe the ones that you're touching right now, they are kind of more in alignment with you. But you can bring others. And you can
mm-hmm.
help others, even if they don't choose to do it naturally. But your teaching will help them have a better birth whichever way they go.
Hmm. I understand that now. I'm being very one focused. Like it's
you are.
Supernatural.
Yes.
Yes. That's what I've
I'm
been
sorry,
doing.
But that's what I'm understanding here.
Okay. I get it.
And it came to me as soon as I went into your energy.
Hmm. It makes a lot of sense now.
Okay. I hope that's been a great help to you, and I hope you're highly, highly successful. But think like this. It's
Thank
not
you
to
so
help
much.
People just to do it your way.
Hmm.
It's to help people get there.
Yes.
And so you are doing a wonderful service to help all women, no matter how they choose to give birth.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for that. That's a big, huge insight for me.
I'm very happy it is.
Thank
and
you.
I'm very grateful for you because actually it brought a different dimension of myself in too. Because I got this immediately. Came right in it more or less as soon as I started.
Hmm.
I'll just share with you too, Gurjeet. It also came to me as well while I was tuning in. Well, I had the same insight as well as soon as you were tuning in there, Felice. So,
oh,
there you
great.
Go.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you very much. So there's your affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's what you need to do. Because
yes.
remember, everybody's on their own journey. And they're not where you are right now.
Mm.
So you need to, it's to help all. It's to help humanity.
Yes. Yeah, that is huge for me. Thank you so much. This
yes.
was extremely helpful.
Very good. And now, what did you feel anything when we were doing it, when I was doing it?
No, I was just feeling like a relaxed state of being. Nothing
okay, that's
special,
great.
Or,
that's
nothing,
great.
Yeah.
That's great. So it
mm-hmm.
put you where you needed to be to hear, and I think that's the message for you.
I
and
get
please
it.
Let
I
me
get.
Let us know how you're doing, you know, when you change,
mm-hmm.
how you put it out there. Much softer, a much softer way.
Got it.
A much
got
more
it.
Loving way rather than a telling way.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless.
And when
Bye.
You get your info together, Gurjeet, send me an email on newsforthesoul.com and we'll post it in the archive with the show so people can reach you.
I will do that, Nicole. Thank you for that.
All right. My pleasure.
Okay.
So all the best and keep in touch. Let us know as it goes. We have, let's see, 9 minutes to the top. So we have some emails, a couple in particular that I think would be good for today as they're asking the same question. A lot of people are tuning in from work. They're not able to call in. And they're wondering if you're able to do sort of a group healing just for feeling more centered, more safe, and more in their power.
Yes, I am able to do group healings. Now, are they asking for a group of their friends or just universal healing?
Just to send something out to the listeners as a collective.
Okay, so I'm going to send it out now as a collective, and then I'll touch back with you just to sign off.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Nicole.
All right, we've got a few minutes here to the end, so a bit of a wrap-up and shameless self-promotion.
So if anybody, right now, I'm offering during COVID distant healing only, but I'm really getting very good feedback from this. So I'm able to offer it very reasonably priced, I feel. So the minutes is $35. You can get me at 520-576-3942. You can email me at felice@atimeofhealing.com. Or you can actually Facebook me at A Time of Healing. So that's how to contact me. I'd love to hear from you. And anybody who's had the healings, please call in and let us know how you're doing. And until next time.
All right, Felice. Always a pleasure. And enjoy the ride. We'll talk to you on your next show. Felice is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.